Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
A little story time. Something happened today that I think might motivate or help some people out, so I figured I'd share this with you guys. So it was early morning this morning. My partner has a 6 o'clock class that he runs, and there's this lady that would come walk down in front of, you know, walk by the studio. Sometimes she comes in, sometimes she doesn't, you know, waves, you know, nice lady. Sometimes she comes in here just to get a paper towel and that's it. But more recently, she's been asking about, you know, classes and all these different kind of things. So she finally, because most of the time people do that and don't show up. So we kind of had, my partner had an idea, you know, if he shows, she shows, you know, if she doesn't, she doesn't. You know, we're used to that now. So she came in today and I'd never seen this before. But she came and, you know, when it came, when the class didn't even start yet, but she, you know, she of course asked about the prices and everything. I thought she already knew that already, but she, you know, she left before the class started. And then she came back, maybe 5 minutes later, she came back. And I was like, you know, whatever it is, what it is, you know, it happens. You know, what have you. That's what I was thinking. And so, like, she 5 minutes later, she came back, and I was just like, I was surprised. But then also I was impressed. Or I guess impressed would be the word, because it's normally people won't come back from, like, you know, from doing something like that, maybe, or then, oh, that's it, that's too much money or whatever. And it's I'm not gonna say how much it was. I mean, you know, everyone's situation is different. But anyway, so she came back and she took the class, and mind you, you could tell, not just physically but cardiovascular wise, she wasn't in the greatest of shape, but she stuck with the class. And then she also said that from what I understand, she couldn't stay that long, but she stayed roughly about 30 minutes of the class, and doing burpees, doing different kind of things. So I honestly was impressed, and honestly I hope she comes back. It was because, I mean, you, man, woman, you come into a situation that you're unfamiliar with, and you know, oh, this person's probably thinking I can't do it, or all these negative thoughts goes into your head, and that usually demotivates you, or, you know, make you think, what am I doing here? You know, all these people doing the exercise is so easy. He's modifying things for me. Why is, you know, he's not modifying things for them? You know, so it's just real interesting. And to see, you know, when somebody comes in this space for the first time, and absolutely for the first time, I think she never worked out in life, right, or something like that. But it's interesting to see. But that's, is so, and I told my, because I was training my client at the time, at the same time it was going on, and I told my client this, is like, right now she's at a crossing, at a fork in the road. And if she's motivated, she would go continue coming in or continue doing something fitness related. Or she's demotivated, or, you know, not enthused about it, she's definitely gonna stop, not come back, or whatever, continuously live a healthy lifestyle, and, you know, so on and so forth. But that's usually what happens. That's why, as a fitness, I wouldn't say influencer, but a fitness instructor, or like the teacher, the personal trainer, whatever, or also the fitness participant or the person that's in the gym, or how should I put it, like in the classes, you know, it's important to encourage. Okay, you see it, it's kind of obvious, someone that's new, someone that hasn't done something like this before, it's important you encourage that person, you know, because it can help them. I mean, yeah, it could be friends or whatever, but that's not even the point right now. It's just, you can help motivate and help change somebody's life for the better. So I think if we're moving forward, if you're watching this and you realize, or listening to this, and you realize that someone's coming into your fitness class that you've been taking for years, your pro at it, step class, Zumba class, whatever it may be, you know, don't be a bully to that person. Don't be, you know, discouraging or making fun of that person or whatever. Encourage that person to know, I mean, even, you know, I was there at one point in my life. Everyone was a beginner at some point. You know, but I was there, you know, try to do this. You know, sometimes if you're in a class, it's a big class, the instructor can't help everybody, or maybe you're in the gym, you know, see somebody struggling with something, help them out. You know, there's a lot of, I guess, people shouting out other people that do this kind of stuff, like bullying certain people. Oh, look what this person's doing, ha ha ha, they look stupid, you know. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff in the gym. Not saying from inexperienced people, but experienced people doing, in my opinion, crazy, unnecessary things, you know. But if you see somebody that's doing something completely wrong, you know, help them out. And as the same thing goes for the person that is new to something, be open to receive that help. You know, hopefully that person that's helping is not, you know, coming off like a dick or anything. They're actually really genuinely trying to help, but make sure that you receive that help, you know, properly. Thank you. I'm saying say thank you, but you know, some people don't. Some people just oh man, this person was a thing. I mean, I'm all like, I've one person said to me long time ago, I've been working out longer than you've been alive, type of thing, you know, at the time. And it's like, but you're doing it wrong. I'm trying to help you out, you know? So, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, so on both sides of it, if someone's coming in that doesn't know what they're doing, definitely help them out, encourage them, you know, those kind of things, small words, you know, I hope to see you next time, you know, some stuff like that. Or it's a person that's getting the help, or it's new to the whole scheme of things when it comes to fitness classes or the gym experience, you know, just accept the help, be willing to receive the help, you know. But yeah, I figured I'd share that with you guys. Because it's like, that's a big turning point for a lot of people. Either they continue on the journey, or they go the other way and just give up, throw their hands in the air and say, okay, you know, I'm good with this. I don't need this, you know. So be that reason, you know, why they stay, why they continue their journey, why they live a better life, you know. And yeah, hopefully this motivates a lot of people to actually come to the gym and do what they have to do. Because like I said, this woman, I've seen her walk up and down the street. I say hi to her, of course, you know. I don't ever push anything, come on in, you know, and you know, do training or whatever. I don't ever do that. We don't ever do that with anybody. But it's, you know, she finally came in, and hopefully she continues coming in. If she doesn't, she doesn't. But, you know, I think my partner and the class handle it really well, you know, helping her, motivating her, encouraging her, you know, because she, you know, hell, was doing burpees. It was modified, but she was doing burpees. You know, that's impressive. Burpees aren't easy. Burpees are not easy at all. Alrighty, so anyway, I feel like I shared it with you guys with the story time. Hopefully it helps somebody out there. Alright, you guys have a good one, okay?
Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kandapastrength.com.